1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Fighting has intensified in Gaza, with Israeli troops attacking by ground and air.
The international pressure on Israel is mounting, with French President Emmanuel Macron calling on Israel to stop dropping bombs on Gaza, which kills babies and women. Prime Minister Netanyahu fired back at Macron, saying the responsibility for any harm to civilians lies with Hamas. The terror organization, he said, is using schools, mosques, and hospitals as terrorist command centers. You're Tom Confino for CBS News in Tel Aviv.
One of the highest-profile coaches in college football has been banned from the sidelines. Michigan's Jim Harbaugh is accused in a cheating scandal. Here's CBS's Errol Barnett.
Now, for his part, Coach Harbaugh has denied any knowledge of signal stealing, and the school says it intends to appeal this decision and fight back.
No word how it will impact the team's game today at Penn State's one of their biggest games of the year. The FBI has seized New York City Mayor Eric Adams' electronic devices. Details from CBS's Michelle Miller.
It's all part of an investigation into whether Adams' 2021 campaign conspired with the Turkish government to receive foreign donations funneled through straw donors. On Friday, Adams' attorney told CBS News that the mayor has not been accused of any wrongdoing and continues to cooperate with the investigation.
At the White House this morning, President Biden is hosting a reception for veterans and military members. He'll then head to a Veterans Day commemoration at Arlington National Cemetery, where he'll lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, then deliver remarks. Former President Trump wanted his classified documents trial postponed until after the presidential election, but a judge in Florida said no. CBS's Jeff Glor.
Trump's attorneys asked the judge to consider scheduling challenges from his three other pending criminal trials. His civil fraud trial is underway in New York now. U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon called the request to delay premature and ruled Friday that the trial will begin on May 20th, 2024, but she would reconsider the request again next March.
Our Michael George with details now on some tainted pet food.
The FDA is warning that seven people, mostly infants, have been infected with salmonella after coming into contact with pet food that's been recalled. The outbreak has been linked to numerous brands of dry dog and cat food made by Mid-America Pet Food of Texas.
In Iceland, a town near the capital evacuated overnight. Authorities say about 4,000 people rushed out after hundreds of tremors caused a lot of fears of a volcanic eruption. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
This is an advertisement for health insurance from Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. There are many ways to purchase health insurance. You can go online, attend a seminar, or even call an insurance company. But when you are ready for personal, individual, professional, one-on-one service, come see us at Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. We offer a variety of health insurance plans and companies to help you find the best plan to fit your needs. Come to your local agents, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services, 3340 8th Street South, or call 715- 424-4101.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy this afternoon with a chance for scattered showers. High of 43, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers again tonight, 36. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to three items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Good morning, one and all, and thank you so much for joining me today on this Saturday. It is November 11th, Veterans Day, and thanks for tuning in to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. We are the show where you call 424-2600, 424-2600 if you're looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbors. If you want to talk about events going on throughout central Wisconsin, all through Wood County, we are the show to do that. Anything else you want to talk about, that is what we're doing over the back fence. That's the whole reason for this show to be here today, is for you to call in and chat, 424-2600. Got a lot to go over today. Do you want to talk about some sports that we had on air here, both on WFHR and WIRI yesterday? Some stuff coming up as well. We got more sports coming up. I want to keep you abreast of all that schedule. We'll look at our regular schedule, our weekend programming, all the fun stuff we have coming up, our weekday programming as well. And, of course, most importantly, we've got calendar of events, news and notes coming up as well. We got some stuff from the mailbag today, which is very cool. I love the chance to share that with you all out there. And, of course, but before we start all that, I want to say a great big thank you to Jeff Clark & Associates, the sponsor of this program. Thanks so much for them to do that. They are located at two places now. Of course, their regular location, their first location, let's say, 3340 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. They are also located now at 1265 Main Street, Suite 103 in Stevens Point. Call that same number that you've always called. Get to either one of those offices, 715-424-4101, 424-4101. The number to call there, they're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at both locations. You can also check out their website, jca-insurance.com. You can call up, you can go email them, go to their website and get a no-cost consultation during their regular, get an appointment for that during their regular business hours for health insurance, life insurance, Medicare questions, anything like that. They can help you at Jeff Clark & Associates. All right, let's do a little housekeeping here and talk about what's been happening on these airwaves. If you tuned in, or if what I hope you did last night is go between WFHR and WIRI, because we had two really fun sporting events going on WFHR last night. We had the Badgers playing their second game of the year, the second official game of the year, the Badgers men basketball team. Unfortunately, they came up on the short side yesterday. With a rough, tough game against Tennessee, ninth-ranked Tennessee, by the way, 80-70, the Tennessee Volunteers beat the Badgers last night. That was a home loss for the Badgers too. So they are now 1-1, and let's see what happens. It's been an interesting start of the year so far. They had a very convincing win against Arkansas State on November 6th, on Monday. But this one was a little bit tougher. So let's see what happens. Next game coming up is the Gavitt tip-off games. They're going to be playing Providence on Tuesday. That's November 14th. And we'll be having that starts at 5 p.m. So we should be broadcasting that here on WFHR. And we'll be talking about that as we go along. Also, a game that I was a part of last night. That's right. If you were not able to get to the South Wood County Rec Center, which is where the River Kings play, I hope you were able to tune in to WIRI around 7 o'clock. Mike and Mark had the game. I was working the board, and it was a good game for the River Kings. 7-2 was the final score. I do have to say that I was not impressed with the number of penalties during the game for both teams. It was pretty rough. It made the game kind of slow because they had to keep stopping for majors and minors and some crazy power plays. That part was exciting, but it was something else. Several players also got ejected. I'm sure we're going to be talking about that on Monday. Coach Paul Peckman with his regular show now on Playmakers. Tune in up to about 3:30, and James will be talking with Coach Paul and talking about this weekend and what's coming up. And I'm sure he'll have lots to say about the games this weekend. Stay tuned again tonight. They have their second game against the Dells Ducks, the Wisconsin Dells Ducks, over at WIRI. Again, starting right around 7 o'clock. So tune in for that. If you're not able to make it to the rec center, I'll be back running the board for that as well. So go ahead and check that out. But before all that, today on WFHR, pregame starting at 12:30, we have the next Badgers football game. They are going to be taking on Northwestern, a Big Ten matchup, this Saturday. After the really disappointing loss last Saturday against Indiana, looking for the Badgers to bounce back against Northwestern. So tune in and see how they're doing this week, if they can have a good bounce back game for their Big Ten chances as they go forward here as well. Don't forget, of course, Playmakers is every Monday at 3 p.m. James and his guests will be talking about all of the stuff that we've been doing here. We're talking River Kings. We're talking Badger sports. We're talking football. We're talking everything that's going on right now. Basketball, the Bucks, see how they're doing. Maybe some hot stove baseball with any interesting stuff about free agency and some trades going on. Of course, talking last week, you got to hear about the bombshell of Craig Counsell being hired by the arch enemies. The arch enemy, the Cubs. My, I tell you, that was something else. All right, we'll get into some more programming news in just a moment. But before we do that, let's grab our first phone call of the day. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, I have for sale a Yardman 10-horsepower snowblower, a 30-inch cut electric start 5-speed 2-reverse for $1,000. And I also have a Golden Tech GL-140 scooter for $1,800. And I have a, you can put cars on?
Absolutely.
2019 Cadillac XT4 with 16,000 miles on for $32,000.
All right.
And that's it. And the number to call is 715-423-2469.
423-2469.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great weekend, and thanks for the call. Do appreciate it. Some big ticket items here today to start off the show. Very cool. Got a snowblower for sale. We got a scooter for sale. Even got a Cadillac for sale. If you're interested in any one of those items, please call 423-2469. That's 423-2469. Want to check that out. Sounds very, very cool. All right. Let's keep it rolling here. Let's grab our next caller. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I was just calling to let you know we are having an estate sale.
All right.
At 918 Kimball Avenue. We have a huge pole building and two garages full of stuff that we are liquidating.
All right.
It's going from 8 to 4 today and 8 to 2 tomorrow.
And 8 to 2. Okay. That was 918 Kimball.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, got a big estate sale going on here. Sounds like they got lots to offer everybody. Going over at 918 Kimball Avenue. It's going till 4 o'clock today and then 8 to 2 tomorrow. So get on down there and find out some deals. I'm sure there's some really, really interesting things there. Keep the calls coming, everybody. 424-2600. This is your show. Want to keep it going here with your phone calls. Looking ahead now to some other programming coming up this weekend. We went through the sports there. Tomorrow on Sunday, please do not miss the 1 o'clock rebroadcast of the Sunshine Polka Show, hosted, of course, by our good friend Tim Hubbelt, the polka guy. Tim, I got to say that Tim weathers everything to put these shows together. He does such a great job, and he's so faithful. He's so good at getting these to us that I appreciate, Tim, if you're listening, I do appreciate you getting this stuff to us because we love to broadcast your show. You'll hear it again tomorrow. If you didn't hear it this morning at 7, or you just want to hear it again, good chance tomorrow at 1 o'clock, the Sunshine Polka Show by Tim the Polka Guy. Go check that out. From 6 to 8, Seth Faces the Music tomorrow. Got a new one. Going back to some colors this week, going to go to the color green. And that's, of course, the color of money, color of envy, color of grass, some nice growing things, right? Well, forget all that. It's just about the color green. Now, there may be some grass in there and a few other things, but make sure you check it out 6 to 8 tomorrow on Sunday evening for Seth Faces the Music. And my topic for the week is indeed green. We have a brand new director's cut also tomorrow. For those of you who tuned in to the Sunrise Show on Friday, 7 to 8, that's Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 on WIRI, Wiscountry. We had our good friend Kyler Cusio the winner of the 2023 Hoozles Rise to Music competition. She came in early, and we had a couple of technical difficulties, but she was able to play several of her originals and some cover tunes. And it went so well, James and I decided we were going to use it for this week's Director's Cut. It's kind of a part two. Of course, we had Kyler in for an interview a couple weeks ago, and that was wonderful. Got to play some of her recorded music, but this time you get to hear her live, and it's nothing like it. She is an amazing performer, an amazing songwriter. She works out of Fond du Lac here in Wisconsin, just a couple hours away, and I tell you what, she may be going places. She's just an amazing, amazing all-around entertainer. So check out Director's Cut, 8 o'clock tomorrow, Kyler Cuzio, part two, and listen to some great music that we played on the Sunrise Show this Friday. So go ahead and check that out. Looking ahead to the rest of the week, of course, we've got lots of great programming coming up. We have, like I said, from 7 to 8, the Sunrise Show every morning, every weekday morning, I should say, on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. And of course, the morning show from 8 to 10, Monday through Friday, here on WFHR 97.5 FM. Of course, you can listen to all our shows. You can stream them live from the Civic Media app. You can just download it there. It's free. And if you want to, there's also one-touch calling. You can call right up if you want to join the conversation, which we always encourage you to do, like I'm encouraging you to do right now, 424-2600. If you are listening on the Civic Media app, there's a one-touch button calling. So if you want to get on the air here right now, that is what you can do. One more show I want to highlight before we go to break here, of course, is my other music show over on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. We have Trail Tunes every Thursday from 7 to 8. We're talking old cowboy songs. We're talking South of the Border tunes. We're talking Western songs, Western swing, you name it. I play it on that show. It's a fun show to put together, and I hope if you can catch it, you enjoy listening to it, because it's some great old songs you do not hear on the radio anymore, and that's one of the reasons why I decided to do it. Coming up every Thursday, Trail Tunes from 7 to 8 on WisCountry 105.5. We also have a cool event coming up on the airwaves on this coming Wednesday. It's an annual event, but we'll get into that in just a little bit. First, let's go ahead and take our first break of the hour. And when we come back, of course, we'll get into our mailbag items. We'll get into our news and notes, calendar of events, as well as other special programming that's coming up this week. So stay tuned here on Over the Back Fence on WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is an advertisement for health insurance from Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. There are many ways to purchase health insurance. You can go online, attend a seminar, or even call an insurance company. But when you are ready for personal, individual, professional, one-on-one service, come see us at Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. We offer a variety of health insurance plans and companies to help you find the best plan to fit your needs. Come to your local agents, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services, 3340 8th Street South, or call 715-424-4101.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy this afternoon with a chance for scattered showers. High of 43, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers again tonight, 36. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
Welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence here on WFHR. Saturday, November 11th. It is 19 after the hour of 11, and we all want to be rich, right? Do we want to be rich, or do we just want to be comfortable? I mean, come on. It sounds like being rich would just be too much, you know? Just too much. Let's just give me something I can just, you know, kick back a little bit and get a little bit of relaxation in. We're going to get into our mailbag items here. Our news and notes as well. And before I do that, though, I do want to do a big, I don't know, happy is the right word for it, but I want to wish everyone a good Veterans Day today, especially if you are a veteran. I just want to say to all of the veterans out there who may be happening to listen, thank you. Thank you so much. I mean that very sincerely. My father and one of my grandfathers are both veterans themselves, and I do want to pay homage to what the sacrifices you have made. And as we've talked on the morning show and other times, it is a sacrifice, especially for a lot of people when they come out of the service. And what we want to do is raise awareness. We want to help each and every veteran as they try to reenter civilian life, find a job, be productive members of society, which I think most of them, almost if not all of them, want to be. So thank you, veterans, on this Veterans Day. We do have a couple of veterans events coming up here too as well. There was some yesterday, there was some already this morning, and so we'll touch on the more that are coming up in the evening tonight, especially the big spaghetti feed that's over at the VFW. But I'm getting ahead of myself. We'll get over to that in just a minute. Also, I'm going to get into, like I said, our news and notes, calendar events, mailbag items here right now. But please, 424-2600 is the number to call. I will finish reading what's in front of me, and I will get to your call as soon as I can. So keep them coming, everyone. Want to talk to you today. Our first item from the mailbag here is actually two items. I should look before I say that. We've got two brand new Douglas 185/65 R14 tires, $25 each for those, and a case of Sitco SuperGuard synthetic motor oil 5W30 for $12 for the case. So they've got an entire case of that motor oil. Once again, a case of Sitco SuperGuard synthetic motor oil 5W30. $12 for the entire case of oil, plus two brand new Douglas 185/65 R14 tires, $25 each. If you're interested in either of those, please call 715-341-5373. That is 341-5373. So go ahead, and if you're interested, check that out. We've been mentioning this when we've been on the air the last couple of times on Over the Back Fence, but it is indeed continuing to go right now today. You've only got about 20-some minutes left, but they are having a gigantic fall rummage sale at the Nacoosa United Church of Christ. That is the church by the bridge, by the way, at 205 Market Street in Nacoosa. They are going today. They've been busy Thursday and Friday this week, but they are going till about noon today. See if there's any other deals going on. Go check it out if you want to find out. We got a couple of other estate sales going on today, as was mentioned earlier. I had a caller for that. But if you want to check out, see what they got left, go ahead and check that out. Go there. Profits go to local and some worldwide missions of the United Church of Christ in Nacoosa. So not only are you helping them with that, you're also giving them some funds to do what they do. All right, before we get into our news and notes and our calendar of events, let's go ahead and grab a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. We have for sale a three-piece child's luggage set for $5. A child's musical rocking doll bed, that's for $25. And a child's spring rocking horse for $25. All items are in good condition. Phone 715-423-3396. If there's no answer, please leave a message.
423-3396.
Correct.
All right, thanks. Yeah, have a great weekend. Appreciate the phone call. Got some child's luggage. We got a doll bed and a rocking horse. Looks like we got some child stuff here for you if you are interested. 423-3396. 423-3396. Call that number. If no one answers, just leave a message and they will get back to you. All right. Let's go ahead and keep it rolling here. Let's take another phone call. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Good morning. I have two ladies' winter jackets for sale in good condition. They're size large. One is a camouflage, and the other one's a Columbia hooded jacket. And I just want $20 each for them.
All right.
And if no answer, leave a message and I will call you back.
All right. What's your number?
715-886-4677.
886-4677.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Appreciate the call. A couple of ladies' jackets for sale. You're interested in those. 886-4677. 886-4677, the number to call for that. 424-2600 is the number. Keep them coming here, everybody. I want the phone ringing off the hook here. I love talking to everyone out there and getting stuff that you're looking to sell or buy. Starting off our news and notes section here. I want to remind everyone that COVID-19 is circulating in our community once again, so make sure to grab a few in-home tests. They are free at the Wood County Health Department. You can also get them at all Wood County libraries while supplies last. You can pick them up from the front desk at all of these libraries. They also want to remind everyone that the expiration dates on older COVID tests has been extended. Now, all COVID tests will not expire until March 18th. Of 2024. Keep that in mind. You can go to the McMillan Library in Rapids here, Pittsville Community Library, the Lester Library in Arpin, the Lester Library in Vesper, the Lester Library in Nacusa, and the Roll Marshfield Public Library. They all have tests available there while supplies last. You can also go to the Wood County Health Department. They are located here in Rapids at 111 West Jackson Street, and you can call them if you have any questions, 715-421-8911. Also going on as we speak right now till 1 o'clock today, the Wisconsin Rapids Indoor Winter Farmers Market at the Moravian Church. Continuing the tradition of fresh, locally produced food throughout the winter, the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church has announced the return of the weekly Rapids Winter Market. This new indoor market this year New to the indoor market this year are larger booth spaces for vendors. Glad I got that one out. As I left the house this morning, it looked like there was a good number of people at the market. Go ahead and head on down to 310 First Avenue South. That's where the Moravian Church is located. A couple places online to go if you want more information. You can go to their Facebook page. You can see who the actual vendors are this week. You can also go to wrmoravian.org to find out more information about if you want to be a visitor. Also, if you're a vendor, there's more information for you to find out what paperwork you need and how to become a vendor at the winter market. It's gone off, started off now with going pretty good for the start of the season, but we always do better. Let's get some more vendors in there. That'll make things a lot more fun and a lot better. There is a holiday fair happening right now. Excuse me. It is over in our friends in Neillsville, all the way out in Neillsville. If you are heading out that way, or if you are in our listening area towards the Neillsville area, they're having the 59th annual holiday fair at the United Church of Christ at 515 West 2nd Street. That is going till 1 o'clock today. There's a lunch being served there, a chicken salad on a croissant, a baked potato soup, dessert from 11 to 1. So it's going on. It just started about a half hour ago and going until about 1 o'clock. $8 for adults, $5 for children under 10. You can visit their gift boutique, greeting cards, chicken kitchen cupboard, and new-to-you treasures. All kinds of great stuff happening out in Neillsville today at 515 West 2nd Street at the United Church of Christ, their 59th annual holiday fair. Go check it out if you are able. There's been a lot of great Veterans Day events happening yesterday and today at the library. Of course, there was a wonderful showing of We Were Soldiers plus a panel, and I hope that went really well for all the veterans that were part of the panel to answer questions from people. There's a ceremony going on right now, or if it's wrapping up, at Veterans Park as well. Don't want to forget, though, it is the Veterans Day Spaghetti Dinner happening tonight from 4:30 to 7 over at the Donald J. Knuth Memorial Hall. That is VFW Post 2534, located at 2711 Redden Road in Wisconsin Rapids. $11. All-you-can-eat dinner includes spaghetti with marinara or meat sauce, your choice, Italian bread with garlic butter, salad, assorted dressings, assorted desserts, milk, coffee available. You can also get some sodas, beer, and wine will be available at a cash bar if you are interested in that. Limited dinner takeout will also be available. In honor of Veterans Day, the men and women who have given of themselves in service to this great nation, please join us as we come together to enjoy fellowship and a meal. And of course, we do encourage everyone to help support the Veterans Club with this wonderful spaghetti dinner that they do every year on Veterans Day. Kudos to them. Let's see here. Let's go ahead and check out and see if there's any more events happening here today. Of course, don't forget, there is happening. Well, this is one I don't want to forget as well, because this is kind of cool. We've got in town here today at the Southwood County Stadium. Yes, here in Wisconsin Rapids, we have the State 8-Man Football Tournament happening today. We've got Florence taking on Tharp. That's Florence 10-0, undefeated, on Tharp 9-2. Parking is $5. Admission is a cashless system. Tickets are $11. You can go online to get those. Just check out WIA 8-Player Football as well. Go to that place. It's going from 1 to 4 today over the Southwood County Stadium. Go and check it out. Check out some 8-man football. Very cool that we're holding that tournament, at least part of the tournament, here in Wisconsin Rapids. Looking out a little bit further for this week, we do not want to forget James had on Midday Magazine this week a representative, the executive director of the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center, and they've got their holiday gifts and art fair going on right now. Shopping hours are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. And so this is going through, it started already, and this is going through December 21st. Great place to get some unusual, some unique gift items for this holiday season. Locally made by artists. It's a wonderful opportunity to support local and buy local. And this is going on at the CWCC all throughout the rest of November and through most of December. 10 to 5, once more, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Saturdays, 9 to 1. So if you can't make it during the week, they are open on Saturdays. Go check out what they have. And as we found out, they also, from Stephanie, the executive director over there, if they run out of items, don't worry. They do have contacts with the artists and say, hey, look, your stuff's sold out. Can you give us some more? So don't be discouraged if they don't have what you're looking for there right away. But check it out. It's a great way to support a local artists and local businesses around the area here. And get your shopping done for Christmas already. Can you imagine getting it done in November? Man, that would be absolutely awesome. We're going to take a quick break here, and when we get back, we're going to talk about the special programming we're going to have on WFHR and WIRI this coming Wednesday, a local event that we have every single year. James has talked about it a little bit on the air, but we're going to keep teasing it till it happens on Wednesday. Can't wait to talk about that. But right now, we're going to take a break. We'll come back, more news and notes, more calendar events, and please, more of your phone calls, 424-2600, to get on Over the Back Fence here on WFHR. We are indeed locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is an advertisement for health insurance from Jeff Clark and Associates Insurance Services. There are many ways to purchase health insurance. You can go online, attend a seminar, or even call an insurance company. But when you are ready for personal, individual, professional, one-on-one service, come see us at Jeff Clark and Associates Insurance Services. We offer a variety of health insurance plans and companies to help you find the best plan to fit your needs. Come to your local agents, Jeff Clark and Associates Insurance Services, 3340 8th Street South, or call 715-424-4101.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy. It's also worth mentioning that Google has basically become a monopoly of the search engines.
We've never seen this before, where a company is just kind of like owning it. And like, yeah, we are, but what are you going to do?
That's no defense, by the way.
No.
You got nothing then.
What are they paying their attorneys? Hey, Google, search engine, how to find a good attorney.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet